Roots on the Zoo. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. So I got a special guest in here with me this morning. How are you today, Dr. Ganey?
Good morning. Good, doing fine.
All right. So let's get started. Couple things have been happening the last couple weeks. So maybe more than a couple. So let's go over the last few weeks since we last talked.
Well, today is September the 10th, and mm-hmm. we are on our 18th day of school.
Yeah.
Of the 2020-2021 school year. It has mm-hmm. been very busy. It's been very different.
Yes.
But I just, you know, I can't say thank you enough to our staff and our students and our parents and our community and Board of Education members for getting behind our plan to have school and, mm-hmm. and have students on campus to the best we could. And so we have some children on A group, and they come Monday and Tuesday. Some are in B group. They come Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, everybody is remote.
Yeah.
And, of course, if your group's not, the days you're not on campus, if you're an A student, then on Thursday and Friday, you're remote as well. So it has been different, but it has been very rewarding mm-hmm. in watching the relationships rebuild between our students and staff. And it's been very rewarding to interact with staff and parents and students, board members, community members to just make this a team effort and continue to push forward. So
mm-hmm.
has been very different, but feel good about where we are, but we have a lot of room for improvement mm-hmm. as far as getting more numbers on campus moving forward.
Yeah, and did y'all have to go remote? I believe there was a couple incidents in the Randolph County schools.
We did have to, last Sunday, we had to put mm-hmm. Trinity High School
okay.
on remote instruction for 14 days.
Uh-huh.
We had a couple situations there that led to some inability to operate because of mm-hmm. staffing, a low number of staff available. So they were put on a 14-day remote learning, which is, you know, school-wide, and that was consistent with what we told the public. We
mm-hmm.
told the public prior to this on videos and that our plan was going to be, and I was asked when I was interviewed on Fox 8 early in August, what would happen if we started school and something developed? And I said we would assess the situation, and we have been, and we would address it with an individual class, maybe a small group, individual
mm-hmm.
class, or may have to address the whole school.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with Trinity High School. We had to address the whole school. So they have gone, again, starting last Monday, which would have been August 31, was their first mm-hmm. day where school-wide remote for 14 days.
Okay. I just wanted to clear it up that it wasn't all Randolph County
no.
schools. It's just Trinity.
It was just
right
one
now.
School, and that was part of the plan.
Uh-huh.
We said that if we had to do that, we would if we had to go there or even with groups of students, mm-hmm. we would, and we'd come back out and try
yeah.
again. So,
and it's always good to have a plan.
Yes.
So y'all were prepared. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about our RCSS Teacher of the Year.
Well, at our last board meeting on August 17, it's not the way we've typically done it. We've
mm-hmm.
usually had a big banquet in May of each year. It was delayed. We thought we were hoping we could delay it and have it early this year, but things have not worked out. So on August 17, we did recognize the Teacher of the Year finalist,
mm-hmm.
and then that night named Kathy Fleetwood, Teacher of the Year for our school system.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Fleetwood is just, there's nobody better. There's a lot of great teachers out there, but as I wrote a letter for her the other day, I've seen a lot of great teachers, but I can't tell you there's anybody that has a better skill set than she does as a,
mm-hmm.
a classroom teacher. And then let's go to there's not a better person out there. I mean, she's just a wonderful person, full of integrity, professionalism, great attitude. I mean, the kids are just, I think about these teachers, and Kathy Fleetwood's one of them that you just think about how lucky a child is to be able to have her for a teacher. And
mm-hmm.
She's been at the early college for a while now, and she's a social studies teacher, and we're just very proud of her and very excited
mm-hmm.
to see where this goes as she goes to the next level of with the state level in terms of the competition.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. We've had a few personnel changes in staff around Randolph County. You want to go over that real quick and just kind of let everybody know?
We do have some new or some changes. Kathy Waddell is our new assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction. She started July 1. Kat Berry had retired at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Abernathy's moved from Ramsar Elementary School after, I think, 13 years as the principal. Did a great job there. She is now a curriculum director, and she's going to be working with low performance schools and working on remote as we continue to work on remote instruction remote learning. Misty Wolf is now the interim career director of career and technical education. Katie Henderson was the interim the second half of the year at Coleridge Elementary School as the principal, interim principal. She is now the permanent principal. Angela Harris has moved over from Franklinville and Level Cross, assistant principal, to be the principal of Ramsar Elementary. She replaced Tammy Abernathy. Sherry Hall has come back. She was a former principal of our school system, has always been very helpful. She's come back to fill in as an interim assistant principal at Level Cross until we get Angela Harris's assistant principal job filled. And Ricky Sessoms is back at Coleridge Elementary School. He helped us the second half of the year again. Like Sherry, he's one of those former great principals that was in this system and has been always been willing to help us. He's going to be at Coleridge all year this year with Katie in a 50% role as assistant principal. So very excited to have Ricky Sessom and Sherry Hall back with us. Just they speak very strongly to the tremendous history and foundation of this school system.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, the new Trinity Middle School. We haven't talked about that in a while. What's going on there?
Well, we're moving along. Things are really happening on that site now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be ready. August 2021, we will be moving students there, 6th through 8th school, and we will be coming out of Braxton Craven. So we're in our last year of using Braxton Craven as the 6th grade site. Okay. And Archdale Trinity Middle, which will become in August 2021 Wheatmore Middle. It'll be grade 6 through 8 as well. So we'll have 2 6 through 8 schools in that zone.
Great. All right. The high school scholarship totals for 2019-2020. That's a big number.
Yes. the class of 2020, $26,701,000, $701,034. Very proud of our seniors. Every year they continue to represent our school system in just a fine manner, and that's very, very proud of the work by our counselors. That is a reflection of work of high school counselors and high school teachers and high school principals and such principals. Everybody encouraging students, but when you get down to the scholarship totals and all, if you even knew how much time a counselor spends with students as we head to that. So just a big thank you to them as well for the work.
And speaking of money, a very generous gift was given to the school system.
Yes, Ella Lau and her husband Frank have done they've left some gifts to our school system, and we just received another gift, $19,320, and that is the third gift we've received from that family. Ms. Lau passed away several years ago, and we have in the past received in May of 2017 a $525,000 gift from the family, and then March of 2019 we received another gift of $47,250. So this is our third gift, and just say thank you to the family for their contributions and their gifts to our school system, because these gifts have been put to great use for our kids. So great couple. I did not have the good fortune of meeting them, but all I've heard is just wonderful things about Mr. and Ms. Lau.
It sounds like they're wonderful people. And Elastic Therapy Incorporated donated 25,320 cloth face coverings for the students and staff here.
Yeah, that's just another example of our community that is coming and helping our school system.
Oh,
that's tremendous. We didn't know that was coming. And so just
amazing.
Thank you to them for their efforts to support us during this time.
Yeah. And the last thing on our list, the retirement banquet scheduled for October may have to be moved.
Well, at this point, I don't know that we're going to have to probably work and recognize the retirees a different way at school level, because we're probably in the days of getting ready to have to cancel that formally. So I did notify the board of that the other day. Again, we delayed that, and things are not changed enough to have the big event of 250 plus people.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that is going to have to be canceled.
And we'll probably talk about that a little more when we meet at the beginning of next month. But it's been great having you, and keep up the good work. Y'all have so much going on.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll be back around this time in October. It's already September, October.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, Dr. Ganey.